This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And we've seen people go through that, right? Where something bad happens to them, and instead of turning to Allah, they turn away from Allah. We hear people say things like, why would God do this to me? Or what kind of God would do this? Why me? Why am I suffering? Like, why do I have to go through this pain? And by the way, this is not to take anything away from a person's pain or their suffering, right? Not to invalidate their suffering at all, but it's about putting it in perspective. And just even when a person understands that a hardship is from Allah, that doesn't diminish that hardship. And that's a misconception that a lot of people have. People say, don't tell me that it's from Allah because you're invalidating my feelings. You're invalidating my pain. It's like, no. You have the right to feel pain. And we shouldn't take that away from people. And sometimes we do that, right? When we remind people about Allah's decree, Allah's qadr, and how this is a purification, it's a way of kind of like diminishing their pain or saying that their pain's not valid. That should never be the case, right? As human beings, we feel pain and we go through hardships. But it is also important that our aqidah, our creed is intact. That we understand that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has put us in this situation, and there must be some good in it. And one of the goodness, and there's many, many, many reasons why a person goes through hardships, but one of those reasons is that it is Allah raising our rank, Allah raising our standard. And that is why the prophets, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, the best of creation, all of them went through difficult times. And by the way, difficult times is an understatement, because the amount of pain and suffering that they went through, we can't even really imagine. And the best of them is the best example in terms of hardships, the Prophet ﷺ.